Welcome back to Subtitled, the anime podcast where we talk about subpar, underappreciated, and unheard of anime. Hope y'all had a good holiday if you celebrate that. If not, hope you just had a good week, got some awesome shopping done if you decided to do Black Friday shopping or Cyber Monday deals. But I know you're busy, so let's just get right into it. We're going to be covering a classic. There she is. And for those of you that have no clue what this is, let me educate you. It's a story about a lady rabbit falling in love with a man cat. And this has really been through the ringer because it premiered in April of 2003. Then it kind of just disappeared. People loved it. It was interesting. It was, you know, cute animation, but surprisingly mature. And then it popped back up for part two in February of 2005, and then part three didn't come out until May of 2008, and then part four came out August 2008, and the finale, said finale really weird right there, came out December 8th, and this whole thing is by someone by the name of Sen Bakaza, and he hadn't done anything else animation-wise to my knowledge that I've been able to find, and this whole runtime is maybe 24 minutes, and it is a really, really gem. Probably not the best way to say it, but it really is. It is a amazing series. It was, I think it's still on the front page of Newgrounds, where it really caught its traction and everything. It was kind of Newgrounds and YouTube were kind of on the uprising at the same time, and I think collectively probably the whole entire series has, according to this fun fact about the anime, that it has like 13 million views altogether, collectively, on Newgrounds, or each of them does. I don't really know. I didn't look. So, yes, this is an animation hailing out of Korea, and I really do recommend that you check it out because it's beautiful and amazing, and damn, the music is good. So, check it out. All the links to find it are going to be in the description, as always. I'm going to link everywhere you can watch this, Newgrounds, YouTube, as well as the creator's information and such. If you want to reach out to the show, you can on Twitter, at SubtitledPod. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I'd greatly appreciate it if you go on there, leave 5 stars review. Let me know an anime that is unheard of, underappreciated, or just obscure, that you are just really weird. That you want me to cover, depending on how long it is, you know, maybe it'll get covered quickly than others, but yeah, that's the best way to let me know about your shows you want me to cover, and that would be awesome. Hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this, and tell your friends about this, and share this within your anime communities, because I figured, why not? This is short and easy enough to listen to, gives you enough information about the show, whatever topic I'm covering that time, without actually spoiling anything. You can still go in and enjoy the show. As always, thank you for listening. Have a good one.